This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Officials with the United States Air Force say Ellsworth Air Force Base is included in the future plans for bomber aircraft. Colonel John Edwards is the commander of the 28th Bomb Wing based at Ellsworth. He says today's release of what's called the Bomber Vector includes the base outside of Rapid City. Edwards says the plan puts Ellsworth in line to receive the new B-21 Raiders.
This is a great base. We look forward to being a part of the future bomber mission. And as the Secretary of the Air Force has said, if you're a bomber base right now, with the proper congressional support, we expect to be a bomber base long into the future. And that's good news for the community as well as the state of South Dakota.
The B-21 Raiders are expected to join the Air Force fleet in the mid-2020s. Edwards says once the new bombers gradually come online, the military will start to retire the current B-1 aircraft. He says 27 B-1 bombers are currently in service at Ellsworth. Edwards says the number of Raider planes coming to Ellsworth has not been determined yet. He says the long-term vector study completed by the Air Force considers the type and number of bombers needed to ensure the United States is able to conduct long-range strikes and effectively defend the homeland. Edwards says the plan stretches out to the year 2050. The news has been lauded by Congresswoman Kristi Noem and Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender. Noem says South Dakota is ready to host the new B-21 bombers. Allender says he is greatly encouraged by the announcement. A bill giving the state legislature final say in major proposed expansions to Medicaid goes to the Senate floor for debate. Opponents of the bill say Medicaid changes already go through the Appropriations Committee if there is a fiscal impact on the state budget, but proponents argue the bill places Medicaid expansion under either the general bill or special appropriations process, making any unintended consequences irrelevant. The Senate Health and Human Services Committee gives a do-pass recommendation on a 4-3 vote.